will you please call item number one?
From the Capital Finance Manager, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report regarding 2011 University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee land sale funded capital projects. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Young man, state your name for the public and for the committee members.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, supervisors. My name is Justin Rodriguez, Interim Capital Finance Manager, Department of Administrative Services. The informational report before you explains the adoption of the 2011 capital budget, which included $5 million of University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee land sale revenue projects. In February of 2011, a purchase agreement was entered into with UWM Innovation Park, LLC, and the payment structure was different than what was anticipated in the 2011 adopted budget, which resulted in a shortfall in the individual capital budgets that did include the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee land sale revenue. In June of 2011, the Department of Administrative Services received approval from the County Board for a resolution to apply $1.5 million of surplus bond proceeds towards the 2011 debt service payments. This enables the county to use sales tax revenue for other purposes. Per the resolution, DAS performed an administrative fund transfer to allocate $500,000 of the sales tax revenue to the Courthouse Masonry Improvement Project, and that a list of other projects that would receive the remaining $1,015,441 would be provided to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit and the Committee on Finance and Audit. This report outlines the projects that will be receiving the sales tax proceeds that are being reallocated. And the list is at the bottom of the first page there. In addition, the report also includes a table on the second page which goes through the final GRAFE report numbers versus what was included in the 2011 adopted budget, and there were some changes versus what was included in the budget, the largest of which was for Project WO11411, which was the facade work at the courthouse. The variance you see there of the $500,000 is a result of the initial report included the rebuilding of the parapet at the safety building as a priority two item, so an item that would be addressed in 2012 or 2013 and not a priority one item that was included in the final report. This report is informational only, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from the committee? Supervisor Mikhaevich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question I had was, so this came about from, just to make sure I have the right idea here, when we decided to change the payments of the land sale for UWM, it affected a lot of different projects in our 2011 budget. And I guess I'm questioning, like, for example, the project that you cited, let me get the right number here, WO11411. Can I get a little bit more information on that? Because that was, no, not the 411, I'm sorry, the actual, the other inspections, the 11403. That one I wanted a little more information on because I remember that when this happened, that was one of the things I was very disappointed that wasn't going to be able to take place. And so now I'm a little confused as to the financing of that.
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the financing was originally not able to take place because the payment would not be received until February of 2014. Mm-hmm. So the soonest we could realize the revenue would have been would be actually in 2013. Specifically for the project City Campus Facade and Other Inspections, the inspection portion of that project included part of it, which is financed this year already with airport revenue, but its inspections out of the gym, the Mitchell parking structure, also the Marcus Center for PAC office tower, and also inspections at the CJF and the safety building. And these were all requirements by city ordinance.
Thank you. I guess the thing I'm having a hard time understanding, and I'm sorry, it may be just for memory, is there were a number of projects that, like that one that you just spoke of, that had to be either delayed a year or two, or you know, even I remember there was the IMSP one, there was the emergency medical records, something off the top of my head. And so now with this new, you're showing this new list of projects. To me, those aren't the same projects, unless I'm mistaken. So I guess for me, I was thinking, what the ones that were canceled, when they get priority, or is this a different fund of money that I'm going to use with?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, there were two different parts to the $5 million in the initial report, one of which was there were projects that we said we needed to find money for in 2011, and then projects that could potentially be deferred into 2012. These projects here all fell into that first category of we need to find money in 2011. And each of these projects here represent the priority one items that were included as part of the GRAFE report, except for those inspections that I just talked about.
Mr. Chair, you want to add on to that?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, committee members, the projects that are listed here are what we had authorization by the board to move forward and repair in 2011. All of that stopped when there was a restructuring of the UWM money. Mm-hmm. We came before this body in March letting you know that we weren't going to make these repairs, but that we were going to continue to work with the Department of Administration to find money. This is not all of the repairs that we need to make. This is the first $1 million. So when we sat down and said, priority-wise, what can we get done that, and I'll be honest with you, we looked at what is the highest use. So we looked at airport issues. We looked at parks buildings. We looked at the zoo, where we're going to have a lot of people gathering to ensure that we take care of those entities. So all of these were included in that. The only one, as Mr. Rodriguez said, is we need to do some follow-up inspections as part of our agreement with the city of Milwaukee to re-inspect a couple of areas, and those are the ones that Mr. Rodriguez has highlighted to you.
And as a follow-up, Mr. Chairman, so these projects you have listed here from the courthouse, the zoo, HOC, were, after the GRAFE report, the ones that needed the most attention to be dealt with. And, okay, I guess, but you do see my question, is that there was a whole different list of things that were affected by the $5 million, some that weren't even in Transportation and Public Works. For example, one that comes to my mind, I had the emergency medical records, but I also had there was some naturalization money in the parks budget that was important to me and my district, actually. But, you know, and those were delayed, so that's why I was a little surprised to see this. But to me, after this more information, it helps me understand that these were things that we were initially hoping to do in 2011. So
correct.
Thank you for the extra information, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Supervisor McCosker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is probably a question for Mr. Takarian, and that is, on the courthouse facade, is it just me, or is it seeming like it's taking forever to work on this? It almost seems like, you know, Mount Rushmore was done, you know, faster than our courthouse, and I was just curious as to what the timeline is, because they've been working on it for quite a while now.
Mr. Tarian?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, there are two things happening. There's insurance work that's happening, as well as the inspection that we did in 2008 that required some work. So we're taking the time to do both jobs at the same time, which is taking more time. We're hoping to have this wrapped up by the end of this year.
End of this year?
Correct. And our big approach was to get the east end, which was the worst part of the courthouse. They went to the east side last winter, which took them a lot longer because doing any of that work during the winter time it is going to take a lot longer. And then they went to the north side and are working their way around to the south side.
Well,
go over there.
Hopefully we won't have any major snowstorms before then. You know, they can get away with it on the other side because there's not a sidewalk or there's not a pedestrian walk that gets a lot of traffic. Obviously, where they're working now gets a ton of traffic. And I don't know if that scaffolding and everything else is going to be able to hold. So, you know, we'll be insured for the building, but we won't be insured for the sidewalk.
Supervisor Thomas.
Just to follow up on Supervisor Bukowski's question, what's the budget look like for the scaffolds and the repairs that we have outside? Are we on budget or are we about to be over budget?
Mr. Chairman, committee members, this is an insurance project, so all the scaffolding is being picked up by the insurance company. We are paying only for the work they're doing within the county's work that needs to be done. Aside from the insurance work, from the county side, we're on budget. But as far as the scaffolding, that's all being picked up by the insurance company. We're not paying for that.
Okay, so you're saying essentially there will be no budget transfers coming before finance and audit related to, and I'm not going to get caught up in semantics on scaffolding or whatever it's mm-hmm. called, but any of the repairs that are being done to the side of this building.
Other than what is listed here, that's correct.
And my next question is to follow up with what Supervisor Dmitrievich spoke about earlier, and that is, what is the priority? Because the board has priorities, but it appears that, and following up on what Supervisor Dmitrievich spoke about, that those priorities shift after there are changes made by the administration for lack of funds or whatever the reason is. Who decides the next mix and the priorities, and I guess the extent of damages seem to fluctuate depending on what's being presented before the committees.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, we based our priorities on safety, and the highest priority the higher priorities are being addressed here. I won't tell you that we don't have some priorities that need attention that aren't being addressed in this budget. It's just we have a lack of funds to do that. The priority is being set by Department of Transportation Public Works. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, one final question. We received a report last year during the budget that gave a, for lack of a better word, grading scale to the various projects that we had outstanding. I'd like to get another copy presented to this committee and then get the grading scale, I guess, tied up with the projects that have just been presented, because there were some that we received last year that may have had, let's say, a C rating, which were put above other projects that had a D and an F rating. So I'd like to see how that works out.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question pertaining to the money that would have come from the sale of the county grounds to UWM. I know when UWM was first pursuing obtaining the county grounds, they were having some difficulty with financing, obtaining financing for that purchase. Could Mr. Rodriguez or Mr. Zakarian shed some light on how that is going?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I'm not aware of their recent fundraising efforts, actually, but I do recall that that's why we needed to restructure their payments.
Supervisor, you can get a hold of Craig Dillon of the Housing
yes, sir.
And they will be. He will be able to tell you how the financing and the structure of everything is going.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, sir. Okay, thanks, sir. One more question, Mr. Chairman.
You have the floor.
Thanks, sir.
Mr. Rodriguez, I believe you have already told us this, but has the lack of money from UWM is holding up these projects then, or other projects that were dependent on that money?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, that's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe our technology will work better.
Any other questions on item number one? If not, it's informational. Item